Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chav Vav, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chav Hey Amid Beis, the two dots, Zmoira Shehi Keshura V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayasha ben Babachai Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Elena bas Chana, Chaim Yama Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shlomo Zizkin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Hadasa, and Chavez Sero bas Chana Freida. Today's daf's also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Leah bas Rav Yosef. So we're continuing with the last daf in the 17th perek of Masechta Shabbos, perek Kol HaKelim, which deals with the halachos of mukta, specifically as it relates to kelim. The Mishnah on the top of daf Kuf Chav Hei Amid Beis said, "Zmoira, a vine, shehi keshura betafiach, that's tied to a pail, memalim baba Shabbos." Halacha is, you're allowed to be metaltal the pail, you can be metaltal the vine. The fact that the vine is attached to the pail makes it not muktzah, you're allowed to be metaltal it on Shabbos. Now, this is really a chiddush, because a vine ordinarily would be considered muktzah. The reason it's not is simply because it's keshura to this tafiach. Because it's tied to it, it's for that reason it's not okay. Says the Gemara, very obvious diak. Keshura in like shura lai. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the only reason it's okay to be metaltal this zmoira is because it was physically tied to this tafiach. Otherwise, it wouldn't be okay. It would seem that the Mishnah is not like something Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. I will see more about this comment of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel later in the daf. Chariosh shel dekel. If somebody has the twigs, the branches of a dekel, shegadron le'etzim, if they were harvested to be used as wood, v'nimel chalein li'yeshiv. And then afterwards, the person changed his mind and decided, instead of using it as wood, using it to fuel a fire, he's going to make a chair out of it. He's going to sit on it. Tzarech likshar. So the Tanakh Kama, the Spraisa says that it will still be considered muktzah, will be etzim, unless he physically does something. If he ties the wood together, so then it's considered a physical act. It's only then that we say that this wood is not going to be considered muktzah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, says, "Ain tzarich liksha." You don't physically have to tie it, but merely thinking that you want it to be used to sit on would make it not muktzah. In other words, chariyah shel dekel, wake up in the morning, muktzah. Gadron le'etzim, certainly they're going to be considered muktzah. The question is, what if you change your mind? What if you decided that instead of using it for etzim, I want to use it li'yeshiva? So now, do we say it goes from being a davish ha'malachti le'iser to a davish ha'malachti le'heter and it's okay? Or maybe not. Machloikis from Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, tzarech likshar. No, it's not enough that you change your mind. You physically have to do something. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, ain't tzarech likshar. No, you don't have to do something. All you need to do is change your mind, and that in and of itself would be enough for it to now be considered that it's not muktzah, it becomes a davar that's melachtoy leheter. What's the kasha? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you don't have to do something in order to alter its muktzah status. All you need to do is to think, all you need is machshava. So why the zmeira? Is it only mutal etaltal if it's kshura to the tafiyach? L'chura, even if you never tied it, even if you simply thought that it should be used as part of a tafiyach, that in and of itself should be enough that it should be mutal etaltal. From the fact that the Mishnah said kshura in, like kshura loy, says the Gemara, does that mean leba masis and like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that this Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Sheis said, no, I feel the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe the Tanit Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Aye, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, machshav is enough. Why in the Mishnah do you have to tie it? Ach, mayaskidim and mechuberes pavir. We're talking about a vine that was still attached to a tree. It was still attached to the ground. And being that it was still attached to the ground, so there it's different. The only time Rav Shimon Gamliel says a machshava would be enough for something that's naturally in a state where you would think it's muktzah to not be muktzah is if at the very least it's not attached. It's somewhat in a position where it's mukhan to be used as this thing that you were mechashiv to use it for. So you have this etzim, if you want, you can sit on it and turn it into a jir. So then we say the machshava to do it would be enough. You don't physically have to tie the wood together. Just thinking that you're going to do it would be enough. But if it's attached to the ground, now it's too much removed from being in the place where you can be metal. You can use it in a way that it's not muksa. So it's for that reason, it's not going to be. In other words, our Mishnah that says that this moira needs to be tied is talking about it was attached to the ground. So if that's the case, then anyways, you shouldn't be able to use it. Because the halach is, you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'ilon. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with anything that's attached to the ground on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to be mishtamish with anything that's attached to the ground on Shabbos, so then why are we discussing the muktzah component? Forget about muktzah. This is anyways going to be a problem. Zmeira shehi kishura, to the extent that it's attached, then why is it okay? Maybe it's not mukta because it's attached to a pail. But what happened to the problem of being mishtamish with an ilan? What happened to the problem of being mishtamish with something that's attached to the ground? So the Gemara says, chidish lamata migimel. It's talking about where this vine was less than 3 tefachim from the ground. And Rashi says that the Gemara's teretz is based on another Gemara, Erev and Sadik Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that even though there's halacha that you're not allowed to be mishtamish be ilan, but if it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, you are. So we're talking about where it was within 3 tefachim to the ground. That's why you don't have a problem. Rashi said a different test of filtame and betulshin. No. Really, the Mishnah could be Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. And maybe the Mishnah is talking about where it was Talsh. You don't have to make this a Kimta where it's within 3 tefachim from the ground. If that's the case, Rosh Hashanah Gamliel holds a machshava alone is enough. So why here is Meirishi Kashur Pitafiach? Only then is Memalim Ba Bishavis. Lachuri, even if it's not tied, simply having the machshava to tie it should be enough. Gzeira Shemi Yakhtam. There's a special reason why it's not good in the Mishnah. It's because of the Gzeira. We're afraid that this person who is thinking, in this case, didn't physically tie it, but he's only thinking of taking the vine and attaching it to the fiyah. Maybe when it comes time to actually tie it and attach it, he's going to realize that it's not the right size. He may go cut it. Shema Yiktoim, that's going to get involved in a whole nother malacha. Maka Bepatish Rashi says, that's for that reason, Rav Shem Gamliel said it's going to be a problem. Meaning, ordinarily, Rav Shem Gamliel holds that you can have a machshava, and that in and of itself could take something from being in a state of muktzah to not muktzah. The reason in our Mishnah, it's Zmeirish Yikashur, is either because it was attached to the ground, so there even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a machshav is not enough, or there's a special reason, it's a gzeira, Shemayikdam, this is one of the gzeiras of Chazal. The Mishnah concluded and said, Pekaka chaloy, this is a window shutter. Rabbi Eliezer says, Bizmanshu kasha v'tali, if the window shutter was attached to the wall, not just that, it's hanging, meaning it's not on the ground. Poiking boy, you're allowed to use it to close the window on Shabbos. Vim lav. Otherwise, ain't poiking boy, it wouldn't be okay. The chomim say, benkach u benkach, poiking boy. So, number one, back in the day, they didn't have window shades the way we have today. So, if somebody wanted to close a window so that light shouldn't come in, you had to pick up a shutter, physically put it on the window, and that's the way you were able to block off the sun. The Mishnah is discussing whether or not it's okay to take this window shutter and close up a window on Shabbos. Is this something you can do, or is this something you cannot do? As we'll see in the Gemara, that the issue in the Mishnah is not muktzah. Meaning, even though till now we've been discussing primarily Hilchas Muktzah, but the reason that the Chachamim weren't sure whether this Pekaka Chaloyim was an issue is not related to Muktzah, but rather it's related to Boina. Because there was an idea that maybe by you putting this shutter up on the wall, you're actually adding to the wall. And if you're adding to the wall, you're Moisef Ala Binyan. Moisef Ala Binyan could run you into a Boina issue. So says Rabbi Eliezer, I'm concerned about Boina. And it's for that reason, if you want to take the Pekaka Chaloyim and you want to close off a window, you have to be able to check off 2 boxes. You have to meet 2 criteria. Number one, kosher. The shutter has to be attached to the wall. If it's not attached to the wall, now you're being Moisef Ala Binyan. If it's attached to the wall, I'm not so worried. Additionally, even if it's attached to the wall, it can't be dragging on the ground. It can't be on the ground. Because if it's on the ground, even though it's attached to the wall, but it looks like you're being Moisef Ala Binyan, because it looks like you're taking something from the floor and you're adding it to the wall. If you can meet both criteria, number one, it's attached, and number two, it's hanging, meaning it's not on the ground, then poiking kabay. What did the Chachamim say? Benkach u benkach poiking kabay. No, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to be okay. Now, what does benkach u benkach mean? So we'll see in the Gemara. But first, everybody agrees that just like a person's not allowed to pitch a tent on Yontif and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make an oil on Yontif and on Shabbos, the same is true if the oil is aroy. It's something temporary. It's something that's here today, but it's not going to be here tomorrow. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees with that. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, who debated the halacha of a pekaka chaloyim, were in agreement as it relates to it. The machlokes was el lahoysef. The machlokes was whether it's okay to be moysef an oil aroy. So you have a tent that has a covering on it, The covering is temporary, it's aroi, but it's not covering the entire area. It's only covering part of it. You want to go now and you want to be meisif, a dover shel aroi, to that oil. So the question is that okay? Is it not okay? To go and be moisif oil, that's kavua, that's for sure not okay. To lechatchila, create, not be moisif, but to create an oil aroi, that's also not okay. The question is, what about being moisif an oil aroi? That was the machloikis. Rabbi Leza said it's not okay on Yontif, it's certainly not okay on Shabbos. Shabbos is always more chamer than Yontif. The Chachamim, I'm moisif in Shabbos, vein tzarchleim Yontif. Chachamim said, no, it's okay to be moisif on Shabbos, and it's certainly going to be okay on Yontif. Said Rabbi Bar Bachana, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that's the premise of this machloikis. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you take this pkaka chaloin and you put it up on the window, what you're doing is you're being moisif ala binyan. Now, you're being moisif ala binyan, you're being moisif an oil aroi on the binyan. Why is it aroi? Because you're going to remove the shutter. The shutter is not going to be there forever. It's something you put up when you want to close up the window. It's something you take off when you want the light to be able to come in. So really what you're doing is you're being moisif. You're not creating a whole structure. You're just being moisif. You're adding a shutter to an existing house, number one. Number two, it's a davar shel aroi. Rabbi Eliezer held that it's aser, be it midrabbanon, to be moisif an oil aroi. Being that it's aser, Rabbi Eliezer had a problem in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, what are you supposed to do with the pekaka chaloin? So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, you have to start checking off boxes. Number one, you have to make sure that it's attached. Number two, you have to make sure it's not on the ground. If it doesn't look like baina, then it's going to be okay. The Chachamim don't have this problem. Because the Chachamim hold there's no issa to be moisif an oil aroi. So if there's no issa to be moisif an oil aroi, what's the issue? Why do I care if it's on the floor? There's no problem. Because there's no problem, that's why there's not going to be an issue. So what was the Chachamim shita? The Chachamim said, ben kachu ben kach poikik and boy. So it'd be very tempting to walk away from this last Gemara we learned and say, okay, the Chachamim don't have a problem. Chachamim said that there's no issue of oil aroi, so what's the problem with the pekaka chaloin? Ben kach u ben kach. It doesn't matter if it's attached or if it's detached. It doesn't matter if it's hanging or if it's dragging. Either way, it's going to be okay. Stating that, we're going to have a whole Gemara now that's going to discuss what the Chachamim meant when they said ben kach u ben kach. Zok the Gemara. My ben kach u ben kach. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Abba said, I was mekalpa Rav Kahana, that it means as follows, ben kosher, ben she'enei kosher. For Hushem is soaking, like we just said, it means it doesn't matter if it was attached or if it wasn't attached. The pekaka chaloin is never a problem, like we just said, because all you're doing is you're being moisif a binyan aroi. So if you're being moisif an oil aroi, so it's not a problem. The only criteria, the only box you do have to check off, even according to the Chachamim, is Vahushan Misukun. Rashi says, Muchan Me'esma. You just have to make sure that it was prepared. There's no Mukta issue. But as long as it was Muchan, as long as there's no problem of Mukta, Ayin, second Tosis on the Yomid, as long as that's not the issue, then it's going to be okay. But as far as the Moisif, Al Habinyin, the Oil Aroi, Benkach Ubenkach. It doesn't matter if it's attached or if it's detached. It doesn't matter if it's hanging or if it's schlepping. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya told Rabbi Abba, Velema Mar. So Rabbi Yirmiya called Rabbi Abba Mar. Interesting. So he called him Rabbi. He said, Ben Taloi, Uben She'el. Why did Rebbe say ben kosher, ben she'enei kosher? Maybe what Rebbe should have said was ben talui u ben she'enei talui v'husha kosher. Meaning, how do you know the Chachamim was so mekel? How do you know the Chachamim hold that you're allowed to put up the pekaka chaloyim whether it's attached or not attached? Maybe no. Maybe the Chachamim agree that it has to be attached. Maybe they hold one box needs to be checked off. It's the other box. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer said it also has to be talui. It can't be dragging on the ground. Because even if it's attached, that in of itself is an issue. It looks like you're taking something from the ground and you're being moist. Maybe it's over there the Chachamim say it's fine, but maybe they agree that it has to. You know, there's two ways to learn ben kach u ben kach. Does ben kach u ben kach mean it doesn't matter if it's tied, not tied, it doesn't matter if it's hanging or schlepping, like we said, nothing matters as long as there's no mukza problem, all it is an oil aroi, you're being maisif al habinyan, so there's no problem. Or maybe no, maybe the Chachamim agree that at the very least it has to be attached. Ben kach u ben kach means whether it's suspended or not suspended. So Rabbi Abba said, ben kach u ben kach means nothing to worry about. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, how do you know that, Rebbe? V'lei mamar. L'chura, why didn't Rebbe say, Bein Tali, Bein She'enoi Tali? And he added to that, meaning his question wasn't just, Mehecha Tesi, like, how do you know? That wasn't his question, but rather he added, meaning he had a source and a basis to ask the question that he asked. To Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Bar Bachanan said, "Dreim Rabbi Yochanan." The machlokes kan, kach machlokes benagra nigra. The same machlokes that we have over here with regards to the pekak hachaloin. A machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, said Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanaim argued with regards to the Nagar Hanigra. So a Nagar is a bolt, Hanigra, that's schlepping. Meaning Nagar Hanigra sounds like Ozoif Tazoif, Peseach Tiftach. It's not Nosing Titoin, it's not the same word. Nagar is a bolt, Nigrar is Nagar, the Shoyrish is Nagar, Nigra, the Shoyrish is Gimel Resh Resh. But either way, so Nagar, a Nigra, if you had a bolt that was attached to a wall, the idea of the bolt is to stick it into the threshold, and that closes the door. So it's a Nagar, and it's schlepping. So there was a Machloikis Tanon with regards to that halacha, as it relates to Shabbos, as we're going to see in a moment. Rabbi Barbachara said in the name Rabbi Yochanan that Machloikis there is the same as the Machloikis. So what's this all about? Time we learned to the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah Mesachis Erevin, Nagar and Nigra. This Nagar, that's Nigra, no, you're allowed to close the door within in the Beis HaMikdash. But not in the Medina, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. We know that certain Isuri Rabbanon were relaxed in the Beis HaMikdash versus in the Medina, based on a halacha, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Now, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is something that's often taken out of context. People sometimes think that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash means that there were no Shvusim at all in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a mistake. In fact, we saw in the previous daf that there were laws of Muktzah regarding the Kanim, the poles that were in the Shulchan, that were related to Muktzah, which is a Shvus. Taisus says, what happened to Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? Taisus Kuf Chav Dalal Mibes. Taisus, you don't always say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But as a general rule, the Mikdash was Mukuladik versus outside of the Beis HaMikdash, as it related to Yisurah D'Rabbanan. So as it relates to this Nagar HaNigra, the Allah is Noilam by Mikdash, Avolay B'Medina, V'Amunach, what if it's not Nigra? What if this Nagar is lying on the ground? We'll see what that means. So the Allah is Kan V'Kan Aser, it's going to be Aser. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, HaMunach B'Mikdash, the Munach is Mutter in the Mikdash, V'HaNigra, and if it's Nigra B'Medina, it's going to be Mutter even in the Medina. So we have a Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim related to the Nagar HaNigra. According to the Chachamim, the Nagar HaNigra is Mutter in the Mikdash, it's Aser in the Medina. As it relates to the Munach, Kan V'Kan Aser, Rabbi Yehuda's Mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The Munach that the Chachamim said is Aser even in the Mikdash, no, is Mutter in the Mikdash. And the Nigra that the Chachamim said is Aser in the Medina, no, I hold this going to be Mutter in the Medina. But Tanya, we learned to the Brayah, says, oh, Nagar Nigra, what is a Nagar Nigra? Meaning, what's the definition of it? Mikdash, Medina, that your lad was in the Mikdash, not in Medina, according to the Chachamim, Kol Shekasher. It's a woman when the Nagar was tied, Vitalui, and it was hanging, V'roishe Magia Laretz, and the side of it is dragging on the ground. Meaning, it's attached to the wall, but at the same time, it's nigrar. It's schlepping on the floor. That's a case of nagra nigra. Where according to the Chachamim, the halach is noyelam by b'miktosh, avoloy b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda said, apu medina muta. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's muta even the medina. El ezu shem medina aser. What's an example? Where the medina, it's going to be aser. Kol she'enoy loy kosher v'loy tali. It's only a problem if it's not kosher, it's not tied, and it's not hanging. V'shoim to manicha v'karen's office. But rather, it's lying on the ground. The bottom line is we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim with regards to a Nagar HaNigrar. Can you use it in Medina or can you not use it in the Medina? According to the Chachamim, you can use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what Medina means, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is you're allowed to use it even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what exactly was this Nagar HaNigrar that the Chachamim said you can't use outside the Beis HaMikdash? So what it means is it's referring to where it was attached. And it was Roshay Magil Aretz. And one end of it was on the ground. Meaning, being that one end of it was on the ground, even though it's attached, it's going to be a problem. It's like a Baina problem. When you put the lock into the threshold, there's a Meisif Al Abinyan issue. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not going to be a problem. Zok to Gemara. Vam Rabbi Yeshua Bar Rabba, this is the last point. Mishmeid Ulam Antana Nagar HaNigra. Who is the Tana that says Nagar HaNigra? I mean, who is the Chachamim Shita regarding Nagar HaNigra? Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Why is Rabbi Eliezer? Or first of all, which Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said that Pekaka Chaloin, in order for you to be able to use it, you would have to make sure that it's kosher and it's toloi. What would be if it's kosher but it's nigrar? Then it would be a problem. Why would it be a problem? Because you're being moisef al abinyan. Rabbi Eliezer said the only time it's okay, the only time there's no problem being moisef and oil aroy is if you could check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be attached. Number two, it has to be suspended. Said Rabbi Yochanan, a very geschmack. These chachamim by the nagra nigra is the same sheet as Rabbi Eliezer by the pkaka chaloin. It's two different metziuses, but very, very similar. Just like Rabbi Eliezer says, it has to be attached and hanging as opposed to dragging in order for you to be able to put it now on the window, and you shouldn't have a problem with Moisef Al-Abinyan, the Naga Nigra is the same thing. If it's attached, but it's schlepping, it's a problem because you didn't check off the second box. It has to be attached and it has to be hanging. Okay, so what do you see from here?
What do you see? You know what you see from here? Said Rabbi Yirmiyah, you see something very geschmack. Because if the Chachamim in this Braisa is really Rabbi Eliezer, then doesn't it make sense that Rabbi Yehuda in this Braisa is going to be the Chachamim in our Mishnah? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kamachloikis kan, kamachloikis benagra nigra." We have two shittas in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. We have two shittas in the Mishnah Masechta Zeirvin. One is talking about a pekak chaloyim. The other one's talking about a nagra nigra. They're both discussing the halacha of closing, locking a door, or putting up a window shutter, which is an issue potentially of being moisef al abinyan. And what are the what's the machloikis? The machloikis is: do you have to check off both boxes? Do you need that it should be attached and hanging? That was Rabbi Eliezer's shita in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos Kuf Chayim and Beis regarding the pekak chaloyim. And Rabbi Yochanan said that was also the shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Masechta Zeiruv and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph with regards to the Nagar and Nigar. Now, where we weren't sure was what's the Chachamim shita in Shabbos Kuf Chayim and Beis. The Chachamim said Ben Kachu Ben Kach Poiking Boy. Did Ben Kachu Ben Kach mean even if it's not attached, or did Ben Kachu Ben Kach mean if it's attached, even if it's nigrar, meaning it doesn't have to be hanging? So said Rabbi Yirmiyah, I think we can prove it from what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because if the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Erevin is Rabbi Eliezer, then it makes sense that the Chachamim's Baal Plukta in the Mishnah in Erevin is Rabbi Eliezer's Baal Plukta in our Mishnah. Who's the Chachamim's Baal Plukta in the Mishnah of Erevin? It's Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda then becomes the Chachamim of our Mishnah. What was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita over there? Rabbi Yehuda said that it's Mutter, even if it's dragging on the ground. He was Mata the Nagara Nigra, but he agreed that if it was completely detached from the ground, it was going to be also. So you see that even the Chachamim Shita is that Benkach or Benkach is Mutter, it means where it's at the very least attached. He just doesn't mind that it's Nigra. But if it's detached, then it's Munach. Munach is only Mutter in the Mikdash. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Munach is going to be also in Medina. So if the Machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin is the same as the Machloik is Rabbi Lezen, Chacham and the Mishnah Masechtas Shabbos, then said Rabbi Yirmiyah, I think we can prove what the Chachamim Shita is in our Mishnah, because even though the Chachamim Shita in our Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is very unclear, it's ambiguous, it leaves a lot to the imagination. What does Ben Kachu Ben Kach mean? It could mean a lot of things. But Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah Erevin is clear. And being that the Shitas are the same, so now we know what the Chachamim Shita is. Chachamim Shita is, it has to be kosher, it just could be schlepping on the ground. So coming back, the Gemara said, my Ben Kachu Ben Kach. Rabbi Abba said, Ben Kosher Ben She'ene Kosher. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said very respectfully, he said, Rebbe, V'leima Mar Ben Toli V'She'ene Toli. How do I know that? The Amar Rabbi Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan. I know it for Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Gemara's Kasha. Amalei, so Rabbi Abba responded to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amalei, so he told him, I know the Amriki Aitan. I hear what you're saying. Meaning I hear what Rabbi Yochanan said. And I understand that there is a shita Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's shita regarding Nagra Nigra certainly should be applied to Pekak Chalim, because it's no different. It's just a different Metzius, but really it's the same principle. Moisef al Abinyan, Aroi, same thing. And it's clear Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the only time it's mutter is if it's attached. It's just doesn't bother Rabbi Yehuda the fact that it's Nigra, that it's on the ground, but at the very least it has to be attached. But I hold that the Chachamim in this Mishnah in Shabbos is really not Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the Chacham is Baal Plukta regarding Nagra Nigra. I think it's a different sheet. I have another Tana. Who is the Tana? The Tana to the Brisa. Kana Sheskin Balabayas Lias Pesach Menoyal Boy. If somebody prepared a Kana, he prepared a reed, he's using it as a key to open and close a door, or to lock and unlock a door. B'sman Shekosha V'talui B'Pesach. If it's kosher, it's tied, and it's hanging to the door, Pesach Menoyal Boy. Ein kosher v'taloi, otherwise, ein poseach v'noyel boy. Now, again, here we're dealing with the same case as the pekak chaloin and the nagra nigra. It's just a different metzius. It's the kona she'eskine balabayis lias poseach v'noyel boy. But this is something that you're going to affix to the wall, in this case to the door. You're going to put into the lock to open and close the door. Lock and unlock the door. There's an issue of being moisef al abinyan. It's an oyel aroy for sure. It's not something permanent. It's not something kavua. And again, you have the chachamim shita, which is Rabbi Eliezer Shita in our Mishnah, the Chachamim Shita in Masechtas Erevin, which says that the only time it's okay is if it's kosher and it's tali. But here we have another Shita. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel said, Mesukin afal pisha einei kosher. As long as you prepared it, even if it wasn't tied, that's going to be okay. So it's true. The Baal Plukta of the Chachamim in the Mishnah in Erevin, Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that at the very least it has to be tied. But there's another Shita Satanam, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Abba said, I hold that the Chachamim in the Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos regarding Nagar Nigra is not Rabbi Yehuda, regarding the Pekak HaChaloyin is not Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah Nagar HaNigra, but rather it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that Mesukin is going to be okay afal pi she'eino kosher. So the bottom line is we have the same fundamental question three manifestations of it. Number one, the Pekaka Chaloyin, that's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Chafei Amid Beis. Number two is the Nagara Nigra, that's a Mishnah in Erevin, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. And number three, the Konosh Eskine Balabais Lias Pesach V'Noyal Boy. If you want to know what that is, it's a Taisefn in the 15th Barak of Mesach de Shabbos. In all three cases, we have a Machloikis Tanam with regards to, is there a problem if you put up the window shutter, if you put the bolt into the ground, if you put the key into the door, is there a Moisef Alabinyan issue or not? Now, it's Moisef Alabinyan, you're not creating the oil from scratch, you're being Moisef, okay, it's a Dover Shal Aroi, but there seems to be some issue over here. And based on that, what's the halacha? So in all three of these Tanakh memories, the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Erevin, the Taisefta in Erevin, we have the Chachamim Shita, Rebbe Eliezer Shita, which is that it would have to be Kasher V'Tali. But we have different Balei Plukta with regards to the Mishnah in Erevin and the Tesefta Masechta Shabbos. In the Mishnah in Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda is the Balei Plukta. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's okay as long as it's attached, even if it's on the ground. In the Tesefta Masechta Shabbos, we have a Balei Plukta of Shimon Gamliel who says it's okay even if it's not attached. And then we have a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, it's just a Benkach Ubenkach. So who is that Shita? It could be Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah in Erevin. It could be Shimon Gamliel from the Tesefta Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Abba held that it's Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yirmiyah held that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, because of these two possibilities of who the Chachamim might be, we had this Amud Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Shelas, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. After all this, who's the Halacha? It's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said, Mesukan Afa Pishen Yekash. All you have to do is make sure there's no Mukta issue. But as long as it's not a Mukta problem, it doesn't have to be attached, you have no worries. The Halacha is, it's going to be okay. Faith, Gemayam, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said this for time? We learned to the Mishnah Kol Kisya, Kalim, any cover of a Kalish, Shechon, Beis Achiza, that has a handle in Tom Shabbos, your ladder, carry on Shabbos. From Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shela, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan also said, "Fushi yesh teiras kli alei." The only time you're allowed to carry the cover of a keli is if it has a teiras keli on it. Meaning, if the whole significance of the cover of the keli status is the fact that it covers a keli, that's not enough for you to be metaltala. It has to be something that has the chashivas of a keli even without it. So Gemara's kasha is, how could Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa, this is almost like a parenthetic question, how could Rabbi Yochanan have paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding the kana, regarding this key? The kana is a reed. So to the extent that the whole chashivas of its status as a keli is the fact that you're using it as a key now to open, unlock and unlock a door, so it shouldn't be any different than the covering of a keli. What's the vart of a covering a keli? It doesn't have any status of a keli by itself. The chashivas it has is that it covers another keli. Here too, the kana, it facilitates, it services the door, it services the house. You use it to lock and unlock the door. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that it's okay to be metaltal as long as you prepared it? I thought Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that even the covering of a keli, even if it has a handle, you're only allowed to carry it if it has a teiras keli. So the Gemara says, "Chite v'achin amidik a teiras kliyala." Maybe it did have a teiras keli. Maybe that was the metzios. But the Gemara says, "Ami bayir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel teiras kliyala." It can't be. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself holds that you don't have to have a teiras keli. Because v'tani we learned to the brayso chari yoshal deka. We saw this in the beginning of the daf. If Godwin l'shem eitzim, somebody harvested wood, and the purpose of the wood was for him to use as fuel as a fire. Nimel chalein yeshiva. Then he changed his mind. Tzarich l'kasher. So you have to do something to it. You have to tie it together in order for it to not be mukta. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer ain't tzarich l'kasher. You don't have to tie it. Now though, that wood doesn't have a teiras keli. So being that it doesn't have a teiras keli, and still Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that with a machshav alone it's going to be okay. So you see, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds it doesn't have to be a teiras keli. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have paskin regarding the konish eskinu balabayas v'yis pesach v'noyel boy that the lachas of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? It's true he could hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding the Pekaka Chaloyim, regarding the Nagara Nigra. But there's another problem over here. It's not a Keli. The reason it's not a Keli is because Rabbi Yochanan holds something has to be considered a Keli onto itself in order for you to be able to be Metaltle. And even though in Rabbi Yochanan you could always make an Akimta, maybe we're talking about where it was a Keli, but being that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say the Halacha by himself, he just passed in like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and we know Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's world, it doesn't have to have a Torah's Keli. So the cash is, how could Rabbi Yochanan have passed like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Very nice, he may hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding it doesn't, the fact that doesn't have to be attached, but we know he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the sense that whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds something doesn't have to have a teres keli onto itself, Rabbi Yochanan holds it does have to have a teres keli onto itself. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, when he said that halacha, probably was talking about a kana that's used as a lock, even though you can't use it for anything else. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says a very obvious answer. Rabbi Yochanan sphere the kavasi bechad polygale bechad. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that halacha is always like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's true. There's certain Hanocha, he said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel may have made in his statement that Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't agree with. He was just passing with like the basic premise of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds doesn't have to be attached. Ben kach u ben kach, it's always going to be okay. It was regarding that Rabbi Yochanan was agreeing with him. Now, it just so happens, does this kana have to have a Teres Keli? Does it have to be a kana that you could use for something else? According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. But Rabbi Yochanan wasn't getting involved in that. He was discussing the issue du jour, the issue at hand, which is the fact that it's not attached. Is there a problem with being Moisef ala Oyel HaRoi? It was regarding that. The Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that the Allah is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Darish, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Pischa the Reish Kalusa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha once gave a drasha at the doorstep of the Reish Kalusa, and he said, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. So you don't see that every day. Because Rabbi Eliezer is usually Shamuti. The halacha almost always does a follow like Rabbi Eliezer. But as it relates to this halacha, he said the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And the truth is, we saw it's a Stam Mishnah regarding the Nagra Nigra, that Shita is Rabbi Eliezer. It's the Chachamim Shita in the Braisa, the Tesefta, regarding the Kanosh, Eskine Balabais, Lees Pesach, but so even though it's Rabbi Eliezer, who's Shamuti in the Mishnah Shabbos Kuf Chavei Amid Beis, but in other places, this Rabbi Eliezer is brought as the Shita Sachachamim. But either way, the Gemara asks Akasha, Masif Rav Amram. So Rav Amram asked Akasha from a Mishnah later, at the very end of the Masechta, with the Rambam, Manu, Shapoikikin, Umaydim, and Koyshim, and Shabbos, Halachas, you're allowed to be Poikik on Shabbos. And it sounds like not like Rabbi Eliezer, Amalei Abayis, Abayi asked Rav Amram, what's your Kasha? My Daitech, Shun, the Ketani Stoma? Oh, your Kasha is that Mishnah is a riot, Halachas, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because it's a Stam Mishnah. Nagra and Nigranami Stoma here. Nagra Nigra is also a Stam Mishnah. And the Nagra Nigra, we've been saying, all daf, is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So if I feel, being that the Nagra Nigra is a Stam Mishnah, that's a Stam Mishnah, Mecha Tesi, that Stam Mishnah should be any better than this Stam Mishnah. But the Gemara says, no, the reason Rabbi Amram asked the Kasha was because he held Afilu Hachi Maisa Rab. A Maisa is always better than a Halacha. And in that Mishnah, it was, Umidivreyam Bamadnu Shapoikim Maidim Kashim Shabbos. The Gemara brought a story over there. Ayin Shah. So there was a story. Oh, a story is better than a Halacha. So you have a Stam Mishnah that says the Halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. Which Stam Mishnah? Not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah in Nagra Nigra, the Chachamim Shita is Rabbi Eliezer. But we have a story like the Chachamim, and that's why the Gemara says, Mas Rav Amram. Rav Amram didn't understand why Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Chura, we don't just have a Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim. We have a Maisa Rav. We have a Mishnah that brings a story, and based on that, the Halacha should have been like the Chachamim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kisui HaKelim. We just mentioned this. The covering of a keli. Sheishlam b'yisachiz if it has a handle. In Tom Shabbos, he'll have to carry it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi. But Medvar Mum, this is only true. If it's something that covers ground, meaning if there's a hole in the ground, and this is a kisui to cover the hole in the ground. A pothole. Avo b'kisui HaKelim. But if this is a kisui for a keli, for a pot, Benkach u'benkach, whether it has a handle, doesn't have a handle, this benkach u'benkach, it's more straightforward. We know what this means. Whether it has a handle, doesn't have a handle, the halachas nitalim b'shabbos, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Om Rav Yehuda bar Shelem, Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan. Vushi yesh teres kli alim. This is the Rav Yochanan's halacha that we mentioned earlier. That a keli can't be mutter l'talto if its whole chashivas is that it services another keli. And it's for that reason, if all this keli is a covering for another keli, but I can't use it by myself, I don't have any egg in a yichus. My whole yichus is that I cover the crock pot. It's very nice. I'm important. You need me for cholent. But it's to service. It's to facilitate a larger keli. That's not enough of a yichus. It has to be something that I can use for myself. That's why the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a kana can't become mutal etaltal if all you could do with it is lock and unlock a door. You'd have to be able to do something else with it. Something that gives it its own chashiva. Zok the Gemara. The kuli alma, everybody agrees. Kitzuk arkoi, sem yesh lam beis achiza in iloi loi. The Mishnah said that. Kisui HaKelim, as it relates to Kisui HaKelim, Afakaf to Elam Beis Achizo, is also going to be okay. Ki Pligi, this Machlikis that we had in the Mishnah, is Bekelim Dechabrinu Karka. It's talking about where you had a Keli, and this Keli was attached to the ground. Ma'a Savagos, you know? Machlokes is, are we going to be geyser a keli that's attached to the ground up to the ground, or are we not going to be geyser? Lishna achrida keep looking at the kisa tanner. Machlokes was regarding the covering of a tanner. Umar medamig le the kisa karka. One compared it to a kisa of a tanner. Umar medamig le the kisa keli. The other one compared it to the kisa of a keli. And on that note, hadran alach kol hakelim viter. So the next parak is a geshmaka parak, and we have a few really, really geshmaka dafen coming up. It's very short. It's a short geshmaka parak, which comes before a longer geshmaka parak, parak Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. But the first Mishnah here in Parak Mefanim, the 18th parak, Parak Chai of Masechta Shabbos, deals with the halacha of Tircha b'Shabbos. So Tircha b'Shabbos is one of the intangibles of Shabbos. The law states that one is not allowed to overexert himself on Shabbos. Meaning, you're not allowed to do something, even if it's not one of the Lamatas Malachas, it doesn't involve Tchumen, which is also not one of the Lamatas Malachas, You're not carrying something that's muktzah. It's not shvisas behema. It's not shvisas kelim of the world of Beishamai. There's a new halacha that says that tircha is asa b'shavas. So if you're going to do something that involves excessive work, that in and of itself, even if it doesn't involve any real iser, is a problem. Of course, it's only asam midrabbanan, it's not asam midereisa, but there is a concept called tircha b'shavas. So on that note, zokta mishem mefanin, a person is allowed to clear a storage house. Afilu arba v'chamish kupais, shel tevin v'shel tfuah, mipnei ha'archu v'nei pitol beis medrash. Somebody's having guests, or somebody wants to clear out an area because there's going to be a shir that's going to be hosted there. So the question is, are you allowed to start moving kupais, big barrels of tfuah, outside of this storage area for a tzairach? You're doing it for archim, you're doing it for bittel based medrash. And the mission says, yeah, okay. How much? Four or five? The obvious question is it four or is it five? We'll see in the Gemara. But either way, mefanin, a person's allowed to clear. I feel arba v'chamish kubet shel tevin v'shel tfuah mipnei ha'archim, if it's for guests, mipnei bittel beis medrash, or it's for learning. Avoleis ha'oitzer. However, you're not allowed to clear the oitzer. The Gemara will explain what that means. Mefanin truma tahira, as it relates to what type of foods you're allowed to clear. So the short answer is you have to make sure the food's not mukta. Because if the food that you're going to clear out as mukta, if these kupois have something you're not allowed to carry inside, forget about tircha b'shavas. You can have another problem. So the Mishnah explains, you're allowed to take out truma tahira, udemai, umaisa rishin shenitla truma, so maisa rishin for which you already gave truma, umaisa sheni behektish shenifto, umaisa sheni behektish that you redeem. Vahaturmas ayovish, a certain type of bean, umneshu maichlizim, because it's not mukta, it's food, it's something that people give goats. Avaloyas a tevel, you're not allowed to take tevel. Valoyas maisa rishin shloy nitru truma, you're not allowed to take maisa rishin from which you didn't give truma's maisa yet. Valoyas maisa sheni behektish shloy nitru, you're not allowed to take maisa sheni and that you didn't redeem yet. Valoyas haluf, you're not allowed to take out luf. Valoyas achardol, you're not allowed to take out mustard seeds. Shimon Gamliel, not to luf. Shimon Gamliel said that you're allowed to take out luf. Neshu Michael Arvin, because ravens, Rashi says, wealthy people used to have ravens, and they used to feed their ravens luf, and it's for that reason the halacha is that luf is not considered mukta. More about this in the Gemara. Chavili kashu, chavili etzva, chavili ezra. If you have bundles of wood and straw, imeskin al maichal behema. So if you prepared it for maichal behema, talton lois is not considered mukta. If you didn't prepare it for maichal behema, ema talton lois, and then the halach is, you're not allowed to be metalton. Zok to Gemara. The first halach of the Mishnah. Tircha b'shabbos is a problem. So based on that, you can't go to your garage and start schlepping things out. Even though there's no mukta, there's no itza, it's still going to be a problem. However, mepnei orchim, umepnei bitel beis medrash, it is okay. How much is okay? The Mishnah gave two numbers. Mefanin arba v'chamish kupais. Four or five. And then the Mishnah said, avoloyas ha'itzer. What does that mean? Zok tigmar, hash l'chamish mefanin arba mibay. If you're allowed to take out five, obviously you're allowed to take out four. So what's this number, four or five? Amr Avchizda. So Avchizda said, pshan, the Mishnah's like this. Arba mechamish. Very gishmak. What the Mishnah said was, arba mechamish. You can take four if you have five. Meaning if all there are is five, you can't take all five. You're only allowed to take four. However, if you have more than five, then you can take five. So the maximum that you're allowed to take is five. However, if all there are is five, then you can't take the whole five. You're only allowed to take four. And the reason is because we don't want you to completely clear out the oitzer. Because if you're going to completely clear out the oitzer, you're going to see what's going on the floor. And we know by now there's a concern that you may come lashvu yegumois. So you may come to fill up the ground, which is a minor problem. So it's because of that we don't want you to completely empty it. So really the number is how much are you allowed to carry? Five. However, if all there are is five, then you can't take five. Then you can only take out four. Because if you take out five, you will have taken out all the kupois. And taking out all the kupois is a problem. Okay, so we explain what afilu arba v'chamish kupois means. What's the next line of the Mishnah? Abaloyas ha'oitzer. What does that mean? Shlo yaschu ba'oitzer tchilo. You're not allowed to start. So if you already started cleaning out the oitzer before Shabbos, you can continue doing it on Shabbos. But if you didn't stop before Shabbos, a problem. The reason is because it's muktzah. Because then we assume that this was meant to remain in the oitzer. It was meant to remain in storage over Shabbos, and you have a muktzah problem. Man, you zokti gemara. Who's the tana of Rabbi Yehudi? This like muktzah. Rabbi Yehudi is the one that would have this problem. Shmuel Amishmuel had a different shot. So the first shot was Rav Chizda. The second shot is Shmuel said, no, Arba v'chamish, you know what the Mishnah meant when it said Arba v'chamish? It meant Kedamri and Shi. People talk that way. Meaning people sometimes say four or five. Meaning really what it is five. V'boya filo tuvanami mefanim. And really if you want, you could take even more. So what does avaloya sa'oitzer mean? It means shalai yigmar kuloi. It means that you're not allowed to empty it completely. Meaning four or five means four or five or 10 or 15 or 20. When the Mishnah says avaloya sa'oitzer, it means that you're not allowed to empty out the oitzer, and the reason is but if you want to start, that you can do umani. And if that's the case, who's the time of the Mishnah? Rab Shimon, the last lay muksa. Rab Shimon knows you would be allowed to start you would be allowed to start clearing out the muktzah. In other words, we have two different pshatim, how to understand the Mishnah, with two very important nafkaminois. Also a nafkamino, whether the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who's islay muktzah, or the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who's leslay muktzah. Again, the Mishnah said, mefanin afilu arba v'chamish kupois. What does that mean? The way Rav Chisda understood the Mishnah, it meant the most you could ever take out is five. Because what does it mean, four or five? Is it four or is it five? So what the Tana of the Mishnah meant was, you can take out a maximum of a five, but if all you have is five, you can only take out four. The reason is Dumasi Leshfuya Gumais. So what does Avaloyas Ta'itzer mean? It can't mean that you can't empty out the Oitzer, because we already said that when we said four or five. What did four or five mean? Four or five, because you would never be able to take out all five. So Avaloyas Ta'itzer means you can't start, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the Tana of Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda is Islay Mukta. The way Shmuel understood the Mishnah, when it said Arba V'chamish, number one, it didn't mean four of five. It meant four or five or 10 or 20 or 50. Meaning you can take as many as you want. So the first thing that he argues with is that there's no halacha of five. There's no maximum of five. You can take as many as you want. What does Avaloyas Ha'oitzer mean? It means you can't clear out the Oitzer, which is what Rav Chisda agrees with. But Rav Chisda learned it from Arba V'chamish, Arba Mechamish. Shmuel learns it from that line, Avaloyas Ha'oitzer. If Shmuel uses Avaloyas Ha'oitzer to teach me that you're not allowed to completely empty the Oitzer, he doesn't have that to teach me that you're not allowed to start cleaning the Oitzer. If that's the case, he would have to hold you are allowed to start cleaning the Oitzer. And if that's the case, Tana Mishnah would have to be Reb Shimon, who's less Le Muktzah. So one Machloikis is there a maximum number? The second Machloikis is, are you allowed to start? As it relates to a maximum number, okay, that's a machlokes, how much tircha chamim allowed on Shabbos. As it relates to, can you start or not, that's a different shayla. Is it Tana of the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, or is it Tana of the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon? A little more gemar. Tana Rabbanu, ima schil b'yitzat chilo, you're not allowed to start cleaning out an oitzer on Shabbos, but you're allowed to make a little path, kadeshi yikonez v'yetz. If you want to go in and out of your garage, in and out of your oitzer, you can make a little path you can go through. Faith to gemar, how are you allowed to make a path? The assumption is you're going to make a path by moving it. If you're not allowed to start clearing it, it's because the Tana of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who's Islay Muktzah, like we just explained. So how you let him move it to clear out a path? You're allowed to make it with your feet. This is an interesting halacha l'maisa, and that is that even though you're not allowed to pick up muktzah, but you can kick muktzah. And there's machloikis between the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish, whether that means you can literally go out of your way and start kicking muktzah if you want to, or it's just lafitumai. As you're walking, if the muktzah is in your way, then your Chazon Ish was machmer, Mishnah Brura is mekel. Tanu Rabban and Tfuah Tzavura. If somebody has Tfuah, that's bundled. If you started using this Tfuah before Shabbos, you started eating from it, example, then you can continue using it on Shabbos. But if you didn't start using it before Shabbos, also then you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is machmer. Reb Shimon says you want to use tefuah on Shabbos, that's tzvur. Did you start Erev Shabbos? You can do it on Shabbos. Otherwise, you can't. Reb Acha mater. Reb Acha was more mekel than Reb Shimon. Freak the Gemara. Klapi laya. How does this stim with anything we know about Reb Shimon? We know Reb Shimon is always the one that's less like muktzah. So Reb Acha was more mekel than Reb Shimon. Who's more mekel than Reb Shimon and muktzah? We know the spectrum. Reb Nechemya was the most machmer. Reb Shimon was the most mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda was somewhere in between. So luchura, how could it be that Rabbi Shimon is the machmer? The Gemara says right. Aleima divrei Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha is the one that's machmer. Rabbi Shimon matter. Rabbi Shimon is the one that's matter. Tano kamashir tefura tzvura. What is the shear of this tefura tzvura? Where we're saying that the only time you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Acha, is if you started using it before Shabbos. So the Gemara says lesech, which is a half a kor. Same question. What's the shear of tfur tzvura? Amalei told him, Hare Amru, shear tfur tzvura lesech. And we will stop here.